Company of One, episode number 52.
Welcome to the Company of One podcast featuring Dale Callahan, dedicated to helping you find freedom in life and with your career. Learn how to not only increase your income, but take control of the income you acquire. Let's ignite that inner entrepreneur in you. Now, welcoming your host, Dale Callahan.
Are you just looking to get started? Are you just looking to get started in a business? Or maybe you're looking to get started in promoting your business that you already have to a different level? This is Dale Callahan. This is episode number 52. Today I'm going to talk about getting started in business. Now this could be you're one of the people that I talk to pretty much on a daily basis is exploring opportunities and they don't know what to do. Or this could be you're one of the people who has a business established. Maybe you have some amount of web presence, but not necessarily a great one. Maybe it's static and you're just trying to figure out how to use the web and some tools to grow your business. So either one of those, I'm considering them, I'm putting them both together. They don't really feel like they go together, but I think you'll see what I'm getting at. The point is starting. So many people are stuck at start. And they're at the starting gate, and rather than starting, we're going to tie our shoes, we're going to go get new clothing, we're going to go do all kinds of things, and we refuse to start. I get it. I'm guilty of that just as much as anybody else. But we want to talk about how do you get started? What are some practical little things that you and I can do to get things moving? And I'm going to answer some questions in the next couple of podcasts that I answer a lot, where I help people out and I try to give them some guidance based upon things that I know that work. Some of them I'm doing and doing very well. Some of them I'm not doing as well, but I know that they work and we're trying to get them done. So some of this we're on a journey together, but a lot of this is stuff I have done in one of our businesses and things, of course, that I'm exploring on myself or by myself. So today I'm going to talk about a very, 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 very basic starting point, a web presence. And if you've already got a web presence or you're thinking, wow, this is boring, or, don't do that, that's overwhelming, you hang with me for a minute, okay? That we're going to make it very simple, very inexpensive. Something you can do within hours, literally within hours. Next time, or the next couple of times, I don't know how this is going to flesh out, but I'm going to talk about now with a web presence, how do you start developing an email list? Again, very simple. Now, you can search on these things, but to me, my head spins because there's so much powerful information out there. Great stuff, don't get me wrong, but it's overwhelming. It's absolutely overwhelming how much is out there. And then we're going to look at maybe how do you use tools like Twitter to grow a list? How do you really effectively use that? And then maybe look at how do you use speaking? Something I was talking to some people about just the other day. How do I get into speaking? But more or less, how do I use small, basic speaking events to grow your business and to get recognition? I mean, when you're starting something, the whole point is to get people to pay attention, to give you feedback, to buy product at the end of the day. So, but let's start right now at the very beginning. I'm going to talk through two different scenarios. One, you haven't started anything. And then two, you have a business that's established some revenue, some things happening, but you're not necessarily growing. Your web presence isn't doing much. You don't even know why you have a website many times. Sometimes some of you are paying 30, 40, 50 bucks a month for a website that you don't even know what it's doing for you. So let's start with that person that is trying to start. You don't know what you want to start. You don't really have a clue what to do. Maybe you've got 7 or 8 ideas of what to do. And you don't know which one to get started with. You don't know which one to jump onto. And you're just trying to figure out what to do. This is the person I talk to very often that says, hey, I've got the idea. I could do And I'm going to just kind of throw together some friends of mine that fall into various categories. You know, hey, I'm into running. I really love running. I'd really like to do something on running. I think I'm very passionate about that. I think my calling is that. And the next 15, 20 minutes, 2 days, 2 weeks, you talk to them, they're into making smoothies or cooking, you know, or something where they're doing really good foods and really good recipes. And they're part of it. I mean, it's related to running, right? It's healthy foods. The next time you're talking to them, they're into hi-fi fidelity. Hey, well, I think I'm really kind of into this, and so I'm going to start writing on this, and I think that's kind of my calling. And then the next time you talk to them, they're into painting. I think I'm going to do something on painting. You know, and it goes on and on and on. They have, and I've seen all kinds of people. Some people go off and they start a blog for each one of these categories, and they create this cool looking website for each one of these categories, and then they change it and they leave it and they walk away about a week later, 2 weeks later. Some people never get started because they never know which one to do. That's probably where I normally fall, and that's where I think most of you fall. I don't know what to do. So let me throw out some just quick things to do to get you off of dead center. Start with a web presence. If you're exploring ideas, this gets you moving. This gets you off of paper and into the public. And that's where you really have got to be. You've got to take your ideas into the public. Even though if you have a build a website, nobody may not show up. But this is going to force you to think through some things. Now, what I'm talking about here is something that's going to cost you less than $100. Now, if you're freaking out about that, that's, wow, I'm not going to invest that. You know, if you're freaking out on $100, you probably don't need to be messing with this stuff anyway. Because this, you know, business does cost money. So we're talking about less than that. I'm trying to go very cheap. But for most of you, you've already spent more than that on books, on seminars. And I run into people all the time that have bought everybody's seminar. They've spent thousands of dollars to learn how to do something and they haven't done it yet. So I'm saying, let's get started. Go, and I'm not going to talk through the details, but I'm going to put in the show notes at dalecallahan.com/52 for episode 52. The video, which is a link back to a post I did on how to set up a self-hosted WordPress site. It's a very short video. It will show you how to do this for less than $100. You can go out and get a domain name. So here's how I would do it. I don't really know. I've got all those ideas I just mentioned before. I don't know what to do. I'm going to go to Dale's little site here, and I'm going to follow his little video. I'm going to click on one of the links. I'm going to pick Bluehost. And what I'm doing is I'm sending you to some different hosting packages. And all they are is they're like a hard drive in the sky that people go to when they go to your website. And you don't have to worry about how it works. Who cares how it works? But I don't have a URL. I don't have a name like kidsrus.com or something. I don't have anything. Just use your name. You know, I've got mine under dalecallahan.com. Many of you have it under, and you may be thinking, well, that's not a very cool name for what I'm thinking of. That's fine. You can change the name later. But if you don't know what you're doing, grab your own name. If your name is John Smith, you know, make it John Smith Enterprises, or, you know, make it John P. Smith or something. You know, just find out something. And don't worry if you're checking out, and I think I talk about this in the video, all these links I give you, the question they're going to ask is, do you have a domain name, which is that .com thing? And if not, buy one right here. Quick and dirty. I mean, it may be $10, it may be $12, it may be $8. Don't worry about it. Just do it. Do it already. Buy your name. Don't worry about the .co, the .net, the .org, all that junk. Just buy the .com if you can. If you can't buy the .net, you don't need all of them. And I know some of you are saying, well, I'm going to go ahead and buy the .co and the .net and the .whatever, never, never, because I don't want somebody else to get them when I get famous. Go ahead, knock yourself out. But you're wasting your money. But go ahead, do whatever makes you feel good. GoDaddy is the world's worst about this. They will upsell you, and you realize you've bought a domain name and you've spent $50 on a domain name. They saw a sucker coming. So what you want is the domain name part should cost, you know, if it's more than $12, you're probably spending too much. And a lot of times, on these hosting packages, when you're buying the hosting package, which is like $3 to $4 to $5 a month, you pay for it in a year. So it's what we're talking, less than $100. They give you the domain name free. Okay, don't worry about more. No, but get your name. Get simple. Get something. So now the video is going to take you and show you how to set up a WordPress site. It's click and it's point. It's simple. And what you're going to do is set up a self-hosted WordPress site. Don't worry about what that means. A WordPress site, if you look at my blog, dalecallahan.com, it's a WordPress site. Most sites out there on the web now are probably WordPress sites. It's a tool. If you can use Facebook, you can use it. I say all this and I feel like I'm kind of dumbing things down, but especially since most of you have a bit of tech savvy, maybe not all of you, but I have been speaking in front of a group of people that were technical software people, and we were working toward them starting a startup company, and they were telling me that they hadn't built a website yet, and it had been a month or two, and I'm like, what's the hang up? No, this takes time. It takes work. And I kind of got the sense, they work for large companies. I kind of got the sense that they're writing code, they're doing development tools. And so I opened up my notebook, I got on a website, I went to HostMonster and said, let me just show you how I do it. I click point, boom, boom, boom. Within 5 minutes later, I've got a website show it set up. And they're kind of sitting there, they didn't want to say, hey, we know that. But you could kind of tell they were like, wow, that was easy. My point was, nobody cares about your website. You're not building the healthcare website or something else. You're building a simple site to get stuff up. Do it fast. Don't worry about perfection. Don't worry about making it look nice and pretty and perfect. You can do all that you want to do. What you want to do now is start writing. You get the words set up. You put your little domain name up, and you can put a little tagline in there of, hey, this is Dale exploring his passion. And then you can just start writing blog posts. And by this, I mean whatever works for you. Write something down. If you make a smoothie, go take pictures. Hey, here's my smoothie recipe I made. It was great. Put it up there and start doing that. And sending it out to your friends on Facebook. Send them the link. Get comments. Hey, if I built this project in my wood shop, hey, here's me building this little wood table for my kids. Do all that stuff. Put the dimensions. You look at annawhite.com. Put the dimensions. And you tell people how you built it, and you give them the information so they can build it themselves. And hey, again, send it out to the friends. In other words, you explore your things. You see what feels good. Because what's going to happen with most of you is those ideas that you thought were great, you're going to be like, I don't really want to talk about this anymore. Or I didn't have anything to say, really. Or this disgusts me talking about it. I don't want to do this. So you want to kind of get it out of your system, but you don't need to create a new website for everything. Just start talking. If you look at sites like lifehacker.com, they're all over the map. I mean, they have a general theme of hacking life and how to make things work better, but it's all over the map. It's everything from healthcare to technology. So that's kind of what you want to do, is you want to just do this. And let's say you've put I started, cooking gourmet food for my children, and here's how I got them to eat it. And hey, that was fun. That was fun. And people really respond to it. And people start asking you questions about that blog post. And, and it's not going to be a lot, unless you have a huge Facebook following. It's not going to be a lot, but you start getting a little bit of response. So you write another one. The things that people just yawn at, they don't care. They don't respond. They don't read. That's probably a clue that nobody cares. So you're letting your passions talk to the market space, and the market space help you vote and help you twist and help you direct what you're doing. Look, this is what companies do. They build products. They put them in front of people. They create ideas. They put them in front of people. They see how people interact with their products and the ideas. And then they get the questions and they go change the product. This is product development cycle. It's normal. It's what every good company does. So you want to do that. Look, what you're going to do is by doing this is whether you do something in a day or 2 days, or let's say you blow up, you just set a goal. I'm going to write something every blooming week. I'm going to take pictures around the house. I'm going to take notes. And every week, maybe every month, whatever, be consistent. Put something out about your life, what you're doing, what you're exploring, the passions you're exploring, and just tell people in it, hey, I'm exploring my passions. This crazy guy Callahan tells me to do this, so I'm exploring my passions, and here's what I'm on today. I'm on yogurt. I'm making my own homemade yogurt. What do you think? And you're kind of asking people to join along, join with you, and you're not asking for forgiveness because you're not an expert at yogurt. You're just sharing stuff, right? This is where you're going. Now, the reason you're doing this is to get you moving for little investment, to get you exploring. And it's amazing. This is a momentum issue. This is a momentum issue. This helps you get moving. So this is really powerful. I mean, it sounds kind of trivial, but this is very powerful. Many blogs who are very, very popular now started kind of accidentally by this. Now, let's not get our hopes up. There's billions of blogs out there, but so it's probably not likely that you're going to be Huffington Post is going to be re-quoting you tomorrow, but, you know, they might. But Pat Flynn at Smart Passive Income, he kind of started this way. You know, his blog kind of got discovered accidentally because he was putting helpful information out about something he cared about. People found it. He realized there was a market there. Boom, boom. And now he's, you know, go to Smart Passive Income and see how well you think Pat's doing. He's doing pretty darn well. So this is the idea. Now, the caution is don't get too caught up in it. Don't think, well, I'm going to go take pictures, so I need to go and buy this, SLR camera. No, use your iPhone. I'm going to take a movie, so I need to, you know, set up a movie studio. No, use your iPhone. I'm going to, you know, do this great audio recording, so I think I'm going to set up me an audio studio. No, use your iPhone. Okay, don't worry about it. If you look at most stuff out there, that's what it is. It's an iPhone or Android or, you know, some other kind of device. That's use what you got. Use what you've got free. Just do it. Just do it. Because all those things, I got to go wait till I can do. I got to wait. I got to go get. Think excuses and procrastination. That's all you're talking about. So get started. Hey, if you do that, shoot me an email. Let me know. Put it on the comments section, you know, so you can get people to come to it and say, hey, here's my blog post about a yogurt thing I did. So, I mean, I'm always kind of interested to see what people are doing. Now, let me take it from a corporate side real quick, which is a little different. Let's say you already have a business, and I'm going to pick on all kinds of businesses, but let's say, for instance, you have a lawn care business, a pest control business, a carpet cleaning business, you're a software consultant, you're a human resource consultant, you're reselling parts. Maybe you're like Kendall Davis the other day. He was going and buying stuff and reselling it on Amazon. But you maybe have a website of your own. Maybe you don't. And you've seen these advertisements on TV. You can set up a website. You can set up a store. And you'll pay $40-$50 a month. Most of those are making nothing. Making nothing. They're nice little templates, but they're making not a dime. So I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't start there. We have sites that we're paying for that, where we're paying 30, 40, 50, 60. I don't know how much we're paying, but it's an expense. We're making a lot more than that. So don't get caught up in those kind of things. Do your own little website. Now, so let's say, for instance, you're a lawn care company and you already have a website. You're paying $30 a month. You don't even know why it's there. It's got your phone number. Nobody searches on it. You kind of know that. You put some pictures up there. Every now and then you fool with it. You may have to hire somebody to do it. Then what you want to do is create another website, a blog. Go do what I'm saying. And so if you have yardsrus.com and it goes to that other website, call the Bluehost, the HostMonster people, and say, hey, I want to make it, say, blog.hostmonster. I mean, blog.yardsrus.com. And they can help you do that. They'll help you figure out how to make that happen without spending any extra money. So you can have another little site over here you're playing with. It's not your main site, where you can start writing some stuff. Again, don't worry about pretty. But think about, if I'm a lawn care company, who's going to get on the web and search for me? Probably nobody. But I do have customers, and my customers do ask me questions about when's the best time to trim their hedges? When's the best time to cut back azaleas? How do you cut back roses? What kind of grass do I have? What should I do for this problem or that problem? So just take your customer questions that you get. You may not be a grass expert or anything. I'm out there making the grass shorter. That's what I do. But take the customer questions, because they're looking at you as the expert. They're looking at you as the expert. And go back home and write up little answers to them. Take pictures. Hey, here's how to tell if you got this going on with your grass. Here's what to do. Go to Lowe's and buy this. Notice what I said? Go to Lowe's or Home Depot and buy this. I didn't say call me and I'll come fix it for $60. You want to give them free advice. You want to help your customers. You want to tell them every possible thing that they can do to help them. Now, that sounds a little unnerving. Let's say you're a pest control company. And you say, here's how to treat bugs. Here's the kind of things that are good at Lowe's and Home Depot and the stores. And here's what you need to do if you want to keep the bugs at bay. Here's what you do for this kind of bugs. Here's how to identify bugs. You put pictures on there. And what you're doing is you're telling them how to get rid of you. Now, that sounds stupid, but it's not. It's really, really powerful. Because think about it. If I've put so much on there that you don't even need me, don't you trust me that I'm really helping you out that much? You trust me because I've given you so much for free. We had a termite inspection at our house the other day, and the guys came and he did our termite inspection, and he takes me out to his car or his truck, and he was showing me a piece of interior floor molding or floor trim. And, you know, from the front of it, he was showing me it was a white, and you could see little holes and it cracks. You know, it looked okay. And he was saying, this is termite signs. And he flips it over in the back of it. And they took this out of a guy's house. And it was just eaten by termites. And he was showing me, here's how to spot. If you were doing your own, this is what I'm looking for while I'm walking around your house. I'm looking for stuff like this. Great video. Showing people what to look for. So, hey, you know, you don't have to call me out to do this. But if you see this, who are you going to call? You're probably going to call me. So I don't care what business you're in. I don't care what it is you're doing. Help them. Provide them information. If you're a carpet cleaner, how do you pick out carpet? There's an article. What carpet's easiest to clean? There's an article. How do you get stains, wine stains out? There's an article. How do you get pet stains out? There's an article. And you show pictures and you tell them how to do it. I would even write an article on how to clean your own carpet with the rental things that you buy at the grocery store. And show them how to do it and what to be wary of. And not dog them, not dog that product, but just show them, here's what you want to do if you're doing that. Powerful. You look at a lot of companies are doing stuff like this. If you're manufacturing something or you're making something, put a website up that helps your customers use it. If you're reselling something, there's a great site, and I'll put a link in the show notes to this, Appliance Parts, I think. If you're like me and you're cheap and you don't like to come pay the guy to repair your dryer, there's a great site that sells parts, but they have little videos. And you could go in there and put, hey, I have a Kenmore dryer, this model number, and it's doing this. Okay, you click on the button, and they got a little video. And it shows you the guy taking it apart. Here's how it is. You know what? The part's $20. The video tells you how to do it. Now, what they're doing is they're selling a part. But it's great. It's, you know, they're adding value. So if you're in that business and you already have started something, and by the way, this counts for both of you, but the first group of people I'm talking about haven't figured out what to do, but this counts for both once you've figured it out. But once you've established, hey, I am a blah, I am a pest control company, I'm a carpet company, I'm a software developer, I'm a software consultant, look and listen to the things that your customers are asking. Look at my blog, dalecallahan.com. almost every single blog post slash podcast is based upon questions. And it's probably not just one. It's probably 10, 20, 30, 40, 100 questions that get asked to me over and over again. They're based upon questions people ask me over and over and over. Almost every single blog post podcast is. I don't really have to dream up stuff. People are dreaming it up for me. If you are in business and you are talking to your customers, you don't have to dream up stuff. There is a great book that really, there's a lot of great books on this, but I think one of the ones I like the best is Gary Vaynerchuk's book called, and I'm writing myself a note to remember to put in the show notes, called Crush It by Gary Vaynerchuk. A great book, very short read, take you about an hour or so, but he talks about this, you know, crushing it, giving content away, putting it out there, putting it out there, putting it out there, putting it out there. This is powerful. I've even seen chiropractors and medical doctors, and especially people like chiropractic, you know, stuff where you got patients coming in and you're seeing them over and over. You can answer those common questions. So think about it. You're out with a customer. I don't care what business you're in. You're out with a patient, if you're the chiropractor. And they ask, how do I do this? How do I know, you know, what to do? And you don't have a lot of time with them. And what this chiropractor was doing is he had a pamphlet in his thing for all the common questions. And the pamphlet would answer a little bit of it, but it would refer back to his podcast. Go to podcast episode number 73, and we talk about this. And what he noticed over time is his patients were becoming very well educated. And so when they came in, they were talking at a deeper level. They really knew what they were doing, and he was becoming more helpful to them, and they had this relationship to him that went outside of that one visit. Don't you want a relationship with your clients and your customers that go outside of when you just talk to them and they hand you a check? People are paying for relationships. So these two things, I don't care which one of these you are, look at doing something. Look at taking your website. I'm going to invite any one of you to, and I actually encourage you, send me an email, do this, let me know what you're doing, send me your links. I'd love to see it. Again, don't worry about pretty, just worry about content. You can make pretty later. Don't worry about the names. Don't worry about the titles. Don't worry about SEO and all this garbage. Don't get hung up in that. Just do something and get the content out there. People aren't near as worried about how pretty content is. What they want is information. And if you find you've written 17 blog posts and only one of them is getting a lot of traffic, well, you can go pretty up that one. You don't have to make them all pretty because you're normal. There's no blog website in the world that has every page visited equally. So, all right, that's a great start, and I'm going to give you more information on this, but I don't want to overwhelm you. This is the simple step: get a website, generate content, spend less than $100 for a year, and just go at it, and let me know what you think. Hey, if you like what we're doing here, I'm going to ask that you go to iTunes, go to Company of One. They're on the bottom of dellcallahan.com, 5150. We're on episode 52 now, aren't we? On the bottom of that, you're going to see how to rate the show. I ask that you go subscribe and rate it. This helps me. I mean, it's a pain in the rear, but it helps me, and it helps others. Is that kind of the key to find the content, because as you go in there and write reviews of how how this has been helpful to you, and in the review, think about something. Hey, this was really, when he talks about this, this is really good. This was helpful to move me off dead center or to help me solve a problem. Give it a try and let me know.